Our next guest joins us on the Gray Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline and sports a tidy winning percentage of 1,000. Tommy Wheeldon Jr., the head coach and GM of Cavalry FC. Tommy, how are you, man?
I'm well, thanks, man. I'm well. It's been a good May.
Yeah, no question. This is one for the ages, or maybe it isn't. You guys, you've done a whole lot of winning in the PDL and now the CPL. A bit of a pause here. Did you let lads catch their breath after that victory on the weekend over Halifax?
I did. They earned it. Give them a couple of days off. We've been going hard for about 3 months, if you include the two-month preseason. And, you know, 7 games in 3 weeks was a lot. But, you know, I don't want to. It's a fine balance, right? You've got to make sure they have enough to recharge them and not too much that it creates rust. So, you know, they came back in yesterday, had a light session, and then today was arguably one of the best practices they've had. So it was evident that they needed just a little bit of time to reprieve, and like I said, it was deserved. So, you know, now we've flipped the page, flipped the month, and we're focusing on a very busy June.
We'll flip the page in a moment, but I do want you to just talk about what's gone right. You've only played, you know, all 6 opponents in the league and beat them all, and you're through to the second leg or the second tie in the Canadian Championship, which I believe are your next 2 games. Just a thought on how fun this ride's been and what sort of satisfaction you take from that, or is it all eyes forward and, you know, may behind us now?
No, I think it gives us, you know, sometimes you got to appreciate where you're at and what you've done and, you know, not get too carried away with it as you move forward. But for us, we reflect. We always have a very simple process where we review the game we've played and look at a good, better, best scenario. And for us, you know, we're delighted. We've kept, 3 clean sheets in the league, 1 shutout in the Canadian Championship. So we're proven that we're very connected as a group. We've created a lot of chances. We're scoring goals from all angles now, whether it be open play or set plays. I think we've got about 8 different scorers across the board, which, you know, it's goals by committee. So, you know, it becomes a potential scouting nightmare for other teams because we also play in different formations. You know, you've seen us in a 3-5-2. You've seen us in a 4-3-3, in a 3-4-3. And we always want to be that versatile team. So, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about the nature of their injuries. We're no different. You know, they've happened to us. It's, you know, the next man up and, you know, adapting and overcoming. And we've had that in abundance. We've got a very strong core.
Tell me about the different formations you played, because I enjoy the sport, but I can't speak to it in that level of detail. But I would suggest what you're trying to do is be the most difficult opponent for the team you're playing by how you line up against them. What do those different formations do for you against different types of opponents?
Well, first and foremost, you know, as part of the recruitment profile, I always look at, you know, ability always catch your eye, but it's personality, character. But having a very cerebral team, by having a cerebral team, you become almost like a transformer that you can morph into different formations and outlooks. You know, for me, I always look at ourselves and what strengths we can really heighten. And then I look at opponents and see what strengths they have and how we nullify that, and then how we expose their flaws. So, you know, for us, we have to be adaptable. I think that, you know, I don't think there's one certain way to play and one formation that's gospel. I think you've got to look at different ways because everybody that's come to Spruce Meadows or on the road has played a bit different. So you have to be versatile. You have to cope with, you know, some of their strengths. And, you know, and when Edmonton have gone direct, we had to cope with it. When, you know, Valor FC came and tried to match up with us in the same formation, we had to, you know, beat them individually as well as collectively. Halifax, you know, parked the bus and kept 2 lines of 4, made it very difficult to break down and very organized defensively. We had to then go around and create different angles and opportunity to score. So all these things, I love it. It's just one big chess match after a chess match. And now as we've turned the page, we now look at what Forge are going to do, and we'll try and play them home and away in the Canadian Championship.
Feel like this is deep blue, the what you've been doing. You talk about chess matches. It's been perfect thus far. But maybe Forge is Kasparov. They look like a real dangerous offensive group, and it took a late-minute stunner, I believe a stoppage-time stunner, in the rain in Hamilton to beat them.
Yeah, and you know what? They were good. They've got nice attacking abilities. You know, Bobby Smith and the Otters put together a good group, and you know, I think they're playing FC Edmonton as we speak now, so that's a really close matchup. But know, we respect every single one of the opponents, not just Ford. We respect every single one of them because, you know, we know what it's like to put together a team and try to put together some type of form and string results. But I think it'll be a fantastic matchup. You know, we're looking forward to going there. And, you know, the carrot at the end of this one is, you know, the winner of this tie gets to host the Whitecaps. So, you know, it is a really good opportunity for us to advance to the next round.
Yeah, and I'm sure Hamilton views it the same way, but I really do believe that's going to be a big moment for this league to say, all right, MLS club, come into our house, and, you know, it'll be a two-legger, obviously, but I think that's probably a moment many around the league, supporting the league and watching the league will be waiting for a while.
Absolutely. I mean, and obviously the MLS clubs are way more mature than we are and a different salary cap than we are, but on any given Saturday, we'll play everybody, and like I said, you know, should we get through to the next round, you know, I would study them in the same way I study every single opponent. And every team has a crack. It's just up to us to really exploit it.
Couple for you. Just while we're on the Canadian Championship, boy, good thing you got past Pacific FC because this was a big old hole in the schedule. Were you going to send guys on vacation for 2 weeks or what? I mean, we're talking a long break between last Saturday and what, the 15th of June? Yeah. Like, that would have been a huge gap. And instead, you got a nice little home and away Tuesday the 4th and Tuesday the 11th back here at Spruce Meadows.
Yeah, I mean, and that, again, we look at incentivizing the players, and they don't want too much time off because, you know, we say it all the time, too much rest creates rust, and we're in a rhythm. Momentum's a wonderful thing. We're, you know, got some players returning from injury, some that are on the injury table, but, you know, it's an opportunity to keep playing. And for us now, we keep ticking over. We play next Tuesday in Hamilton, then we bring the guys back here for the 11th for the return leg. And then we travel up the Queen Elizabeth for the next bout of the El Clasico against FC Edmonton. So lots to play for this month because after we play Edmonton, it's basically Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. So for us now, we didn't want too much of a break before we go into it because we'd, you know, I said you lose that bit of rhythm.
Give us the health update on your captain, Nick Ledgewood. We haven't seen him for a couple of weeks, which has me nervous, but do you have a timetable for his return?
Yeah, we're looking. I think it was just 3 to 4 weeks. It was just a strain to the MCL, no tear. It was just he's such a combative player that he's gone in late in the game against Edmonton, and you know the force in which he goes in, no matter the size of the opponent he goes up against. And yeah, it's precautionary. You know, we've got a lot of games a season, so we want to make sure that he's there in the thick of the fight as we start going through to the middle and the back end.
And the other one I'm curious about, Mason Trafford. This is a guy that's come in as, you tell me, but I would think one of your most high-profile recruits, given that A, he's Canadian, and B, he's coming off a real nice run with the Miami club south of the border that did some special things and were lobbying pretty hard for relegation promotion with MLS, which didn't happen. But what is he as a player, and when are you going to get him back? Because we haven't seen his debut yet.
He's the only one that hasn't played a single minute in league or cup play. He was never present in all of our pre-seasons, and again one of our top performers. So, you know, for us, it's like a new signing for the back half of the spring season. He is fit. He was included in the squad on the weekend. We didn't feel it was right because the lads in front of him have been playing very, very well. If you look at Zator, Wielden and Waterman, they've been occupying very, very well. But, you know, at some point in one of these forged ties, we'll be playing him because he's an important piece of our squad. And, you know, he's a vice captain. So his leadership is important to us, especially down the spine with Nick not being around. So, I think he's one of the best left-sided defenders in Canada. And I said that when I signed him, and he'll validate that. So we will get stronger now as we get on. And you know, Jose Escalante, also a very exciting player, he's also back. So, yeah, we've got some strengths coming back into the fold.
Boy, Escalante looked good. I think it was that Valor game. I mean, just one-on-one, devastating skills. Like, he can eat opponents.
he's lightning. And the thing is, well, when you go away from home, you know, on the slick turf pitches, he's even quicker when he's running at you. So like I said, it's a nice weapon to have.
You always were good at home on in PDL play, which is a lower level league and one that's still quite good. But you had a way of creating what I believe the terminology you used was the fortress for home play. You don't let anyone come in. There's no points to be given. That's just the rule. And it's easy to talk about it. Much more difficult to execute. That said, you've got a pretty ruckus environment. You've got natural turf, which is the outlier in this league. and you're bringing teams up to altitude. How jacked are you at what the home field advantage has meant to you thus far?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big believer in the psychology of a team, dynamics, performance. Always have been. And like I said, we used to use that even when I coach youth soccer to any tournaments here, and then it went into the PDL, and now it's converted into CPL. It's good to create a home fortress. Time and time again, when you go outside of Calgary, everyone thinks it's just a hockey town or a football town, and it's not a soccer town. But the amount of people that play soccer in the city is crazy. The amount of fans you get into the pubs and things like that, you'll see it on this weekend with the Champions League. We're a world-class sporting city, and I think what we've done now is we try to capture that siege mentality that the foot soldiers are great into it. The regular fans in the grandstand that are hitting the aluminium on the grandstands, making it loud. It's organic. It's fierce. So it feels like a mini Colosseum in Rome where the pitch is sunken in, and we get that first goal. Once we get that first goal, other teams aren't getting back in because of the atmosphere it creates. And then psychologically, other teams are going, geez, it's right, it is tough here. And the atmosphere plays into it. And then come about 75th minute, the oxygen stores start to kick in as well. So like I said, we always want to start well. We play a high-tempo game because we want to suffocate opponents. And we play attacking on the front foot. So we make it hard for people when we come here.
Tommy Wilton Jr., head coach and GM of Calvary FC, joining us. Next matchup in league play, not till the 15th of June, but there are two Canadian championship games between now and then, at Hamilton next Tuesday the 4th, and then back at Spruce Meadows on Tuesday the 11th of June. What's neat about new leagues is you kind of figure out how they work as they go. I'm sure there's hiccups in how things are done, and there's things that were put in that may be interpreted differently, allow you to do things. What do we know about player movement in season? There's a spring season, a fall season. Do you guys have a transfer window? How are teams going to adjust if the guys they were counting on aren't good enough in the first half and they want to load up for that fall season?
So the basic rules were, you could have a maximum of 23-man roster. We did that, but we Chris Urban's out for the season, so we're able to remove him off the master roster. So we do have space if we need to improve. You don't get any salary cap relief on that, but you do, obviously everybody's got an allocation of money they kept aside for if you want to improve or you do get injuries.
Sure.
There is a transfer window coming up at the beginning of July through to the beginning of August, international, where, teams may likely add in a couple of, maybe it's an international player, maybe it's a Canadian player playing overseas that they bring back in. Or, for us, we've got a farm system there with the guys that playing the USL2 now. We look at them, if any of those, their season comes to an end, do we promote from within, or do we look overseas and say, look, actually, we need X or Y to give us a final push for the fall season. So that's where you might see a bit of movement as we enter July, and teams now have played 10 games and know where they're at and know what they're up against. So that's probably where you'll see players being moved.
Fascinating stuff. Congrats on an incredible start. Hope you enjoyed a little downtime. Maybe you caught the Europa League today, and we'll catch up next week.
Thanks very much.
Tommy Wilton Jr., head coach and GM of Cavalry FC, joining us in the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline.